Hello, good morning, happy Monday, Sower Nation. It's a new week. It is Monday, September the 22nd in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We've got the best thing in the universe to talk about today, the love of God, and it's going to set the tone for the whole week. So are you ready to dive in? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, our entry today is entitled, What is the Main Thing? What is the main thing? You often hear, the main thing is to keep the main thing. But what is the main thing? Our text, Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. Hear now the word of the Lord. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today we come into the stretch run of the end of Matthew, the first phase of four of the Tour des Gospels. You noticed a word from Jesus here I want to lift out as something we never want to hear him say to us again. It's in the chapter, Matthew 22. It's in the spirit of his favorite question, have you not read? Okay, here's the word from today's chapter. Jesus replied, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. That's Matthew 22, verse 29. All right, now to the main thing. We've all heard the phrase, the main thing is to keep the main thing, and we all would agree, but what is the main thing? Is it knowing the scriptures and the power of God? I would say that's certainly a good thing, but it's not the main thing. If you ask me, today's focus text unveils the main thing for us with perfection. It is also a good example of how something good comes out of something bad. The religious leaders were trying to test Jesus to make him stumble or say something wrong. The law contains 613 commandments. These lawyers pressed Jesus for the priority. They wanted to know what he thought was the main thing, probably in order to disagree with him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? He was ready. And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The main thing is love. Of course, Jesus chooses a quite unique term to power the more generic English term of our translation, agapeo. Agapeo. It means, in short, divine love. The command is to love God with the kind of love that only comes from God. To love God and others with a love that is not possible to exercise without the presence and power of God. It rings true, doesn't it? The main thing is the love of God. And this love is most eloquently and emphatically expressed through the person of His Son, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. Ask the Apostle Paul for the main thing. He'll say this, "And yet I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." That's 1 Corinthians, end of chapter 12, first of chapter 13. Paul would say the main thing is love. Ask the Apostle John for the main thing. He will say, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." That's 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Ask John what he would say is the main thing. He'll say it's love. You got time for one more? This is a witness from history, much closer to us in time, and yet as ancient as the Bible in substance. You should be thoroughly aware of this. The heaven of heavens is love. There is nothing higher in religion. There is, in effect, nothing else. If you look for anything but more love, you are looking wide of the mark. You are getting out of the royal way. And when you're asking others, "Have you received this or that blessing?" if you mean anything but more love, you mean wrong. You're leading them out of the way, putting them on a false scent. Settle it then in your heart that from the moment God has saved you from all sin, you are to aim at nothing more but more of that love described in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You can go no higher than this till you are carried into Abraham's bosom. And that is from the late, great John Wesley. The main thing is love. You got to see the PS today in the email. You got to get this email. We're putting the link in all of the little information spots on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcast. You got to get this email because it is filled with goodness for you. So I'll say more about it in a minute, but we need to pray now. Lord Jesus, thank you for not only teaching us the main thing, but for being the main thing. You are the love of God, and in you, I can become this love for you and for others. I'm sorry for the ways I have wanted to make it about something else. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. the journal prompts. In your vision and understanding, is there anything higher or greater than the love of God in life and faith? I wonder what things have you thought were the main thing before? Are you persuaded it is love? Agapeo? Now? Journal that out today. Be honest. It's okay if, I mean, a lot of people just kind of wince at this idea, like love is just, and granted, love is grossly misdefined in our culture and in our language. It's just mush. But not the Bible. It's the most hardcore, challenging reality in the universe. And it's all that really matters in the end. Isn't that what we need in this society? Not just some sort of mushy idea of love, but like a love that is bent in the shape of the cross to forgive, that has a desire to reconcile with people, that has a desire to speak truth in love and to just want good for others, even people you don't like, even your enemies. It's to not want bad for them. Sometimes, yeah, it takes, you got to do hard things, but you can do them with love. You see, this is from God. This is the mark of mature humanity, profound love for God, profound love for people. That's the goal. I don't know what another goal would be. That's the main thing. Well, we're going to sing a classic song today. It's a hymn. It's called The Love of God of All Things. It's on page 96 of our hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. This third verse, it goes all the way back to like the year 1096. You're going to love it. So we'll sing all three verses and the beautiful chorus each time, and we're going to sing it like we mean it. You ready? The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. When years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so pure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Here's the third verse, you're going to love it. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Amen. What a song. And guys, it's just Monday. We're just getting started this week. Gospeling. We're walking together with Jesus through the greatest story ever told. And it's true. It's a joy to be doing it with you. Well, it's time to start heading out on the fields today. You know, I just want to encourage you to just pray for more love. I mean, we know this is a prayer that Jesus longs to answer. Just say, more love, Jesus. Give me more love. More love for you. More love for my family. More love for my friends. More love for the people I don't even like. More love for my enemies. More love for the people I'm mad at. And we got a lot of that in this society, friends. We got enormous anger and mistrust and hostility. The only way that's going to be solved is by changing in our hearts. We can't control what happens in other people. But we can pray for what happens in us. And that'll lead us to begin to want to pray for good for them. Love. That's the answer. All right, get your seeds. I've got mine. We will see you today on the field. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you, look at the PS today in the email. Look at the PS. There's a little book that we published at Seedbed a year or so ago. It's the shortest, favoritist book I've ever read. It's by Joe Dongil, a scholar who just did a deep dive into all the works of John Wesley. He read them all, and then he read them again, all. And he came out on the other side with an insight that's going to blow your mind. It completely it'll refresh you. But I put the book, and I love short books. It's small. And it's short. Guess what? People read short books. This is remarkable. That quote that I gave in today's entry from John Wesley, he dug that out and found it. But go to the PS, click on the link. It's like $10 or something. That's great too. It's a short book. It's a small book. It's an inexpensive book, but it is a vast treasure. My dad, he reads it on repeat. I do too. We've got to get this, friends. All right. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.